Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, this is Ryan Berger. Welcome back to the Friday episode, where we reflect on fasting. Today, we will examine fasting from revenge. Revenge is wanting to inflict punishment on someone to repay their offenses. Revenge often comes with anger and hatred. It prevents us from both giving mercy to others and receiving mercy from God. As we prepare for Holy Week, which is next week, let us look at something Jesus said during his Passion, which we will read at Palm Sunday Mass this Sunday. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 and 34 reads, "When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.'" Jesus shows his torturers mercy and intercedes for them to the Father. He says that they are acting out of ignorance, not because he is naive, but because they don't know who he is. And Jesus is reaching out to them. In return, we are called to put aside all desire to repay someone for any evil done to us. Anger is a powerful emotion, and revenge is a strong motivator. But true justice can only be given by God. It is not our place to take vengeance into our own hands. Forgiveness can sometimes be the hardest thing to do, but Jesus shows us how forgiveness is more powerful than anger, revenge, and even death. To hold desires for revenge in your heart is to keep a part of your heart hidden away from God's love. God wants to fill us with his mercy, but he can't do that unless we open our hearts and allow him to. Forgiveness leads to salvation for both parties. It helps the offender to feel mercy, maybe for the first time in a long time, which may help them feel the love of God. It also helps the one forgiving to love their neighbor with the love of God. When you forgive someone, especially when you feel like it's really hard to do, imagine the love of God flowing from the Father through you and into the other person, transforming you both. Today's challenge is to spend a few minutes praying with and acting with God's mercy. Meditate on Jesus continuing to forgive others while he is being crucified. Examine your heart and see if you have any areas that need to receive God's mercy. Maybe someone has hurt you and you have not been able to forgive them yet. Maybe you have done something wrong and you have not been able to forgive yourself. Maybe you are feeling angry with God and are struggling to forgive him for something. Allow the mercy of God to enter into whatever part of your heart needs his mercy today. Let us pray. Almighty Father, you are the source of all mercy, and you continue to bless us from your graciousness. Help us to stay close to your Son, who is the example of true mercy. Heal our hearts so that we may turn away from thoughts and actions of vengeance, and receive your mercy into our hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.